wall is a wall in which you will put all types of posters, all types of sayings, all types of positive things about yourself. We call it our selfish wall. On that wall, I will make all statements. I will write them out so I can always look at them and see all the beautiful things that are said about me. Another way of doing affirmations, which is very simple, is to make for yourself what we call affirmation crib cards. What affirmation crib cards are, they are simply little cards in which you write your affirmations. You carry them in the glove compartment of your car, carry them in your briefcase or in your pocketbook. If you get stuck in a traffic jam, you take out your affirmation cards and you read them. And you just simply do affirmations. You repeat them over and over and over again. So eventually, they become part of you. When you're in a negative situation, repeat them. One of the best ways of doing affirmations in a very beautiful way to build this trust level in yourself and then eventually in others is to do an affirmation tape. Take a blank tape and a tape recorder, and then every day, read into the tape recorder positive, beautiful statements about yourself. Also, as you read them, repeat them 8 or 9 times. Do them over and over again. What you will realize is that very basically, you are affirming yourself. When you fill the tape, and if you want to be real creative, you can put music in the background. When you fill the tape, then every night for 30 consecutive days, play the tape every night before you go to sleep. In fact, fall asleep listening to it. If you have one of those auto-reverse tape recorders, you can play it all night long. What you are doing is you are simply hearing your own voice telling you how special and how beautiful you are. And eventually you will see the change in the process take place inside of you. You see, the fifth step is all about developing this positive trust level inside of ourselves. And the more we learn to trust ourselves, the more we learn to affirm ourselves, the more each of us will learn to release and let go. The more each of us will learn the beautiful gift of who we are. We will learn to build trust levels. We will learn to begin to experience in those trust levels our connection to God, to ourself, and to others. And a little bit at a time, we begin to meet our needs. In our families and in our structures, we now begin to meet our needs. We begin to experience building trust. And all of a sudden, my fears and my guilt and things inside of me begin to fade away. These two steps are beautiful steps. They teach us self-knowledge. They teach us trust. As I learn to trust, as I learn, I am now ready to begin the next stage of my growth. I am now ready to begin to grieve, to release, and to let go.